God is good. He's good. He's good. Oh, Jesus. Lord, what are you desiring to make out of us? What kind of qualities and strengths do you want us to have? Can you say, make me strong, Lord?
Yes.
Make me strong to endure. Make me strong to stand. Make me strong to flourish and to prosper and to bear fruit for Him.
Amen.
I'll tell you, we need Him. What was it Jesus said in St. John 15:1? He said, I am the true vine, Brother Ronnie. If He's the true vine, there's a lot of false ones. How many can say, I know the truth? Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. He's the only door to heaven. He's the only one to the pearly gates of heaven. He's the only route to God. He's the only route to salvation. He and He only, through Him, we have salvation, we have forgiveness, we have cleansing, and we get brand new life when we come unto the Lord. I'm glad there's eternal life in Jesus. And He said, I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. He's the gardener. He's the vine dresser. He's the one that keeps the garden. How many wants to say, Lord, tonight plant me in your garden and plant me in your vineyard, Lord. I want to bear fruit for you. I'm telling you here tonight, unless you abide in the vine, you will die. And I'm glad a long time ago I can tell you the sap is still flowing. The Spirit of God is still a flowing. What did we feel in the house tonight when tears was a rolling, hands was raised in the songs, Brother Bill? I tell you something, that on the inside was just a rolling. Hey, Lord, the Spirit of God, it's the life-giving power of the Holy Ghost. I'm glad I'm connected to the vine. One thing about it, I don't want to be disconnected in this hour. I want to stay connected to Him. Raise your little hand in the house. I want to be in Jesus. I tell you, ain't no time to get out of Him or to be out of Him. Hey, Lord, I want to come to Him, and I want to be part of Him tonight.
Yes, yes. Lord.
Hallelujah. He said, my Father's a vine dresser. He's a keeper. He said, abide in me. If you'll abide in me, I'll abide in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can ye, except ye abide in me. Jesus compares Himself to a healthy, life-giving vine, and we are the branches that are connected to Jesus, drinking in the sap and bearing precious fruit. Hallelujah to God. Woo! Stay with Him. Stay in Him. Stay near Him. How many knows if we'll pray, we'll stay connected to Him?
Yes.
Come on, like Brother Ronnie said, in the place of the Lord, where the Lord has planted us in the courts of our God, we can prosper and we can bear fruit. Hallelujah. Jesus said, no man can pluck you out of my hand. He said, my Father that sent me is greater than I, and no man can pluck you out of my Father's hand. Shoo, are you glad you're connected?
Oh, I'm so glad.
Oh, God, are you a branch? Look at this hand raised up. I'm a branch connected to the vine. It's not hard to praise Him. Raise your little hand in the house. It's not so hard to praise Him. I am connected. Well, praise be to the Lord. I had a mommy and a daddy a long time ago. Oh, Lord, they raised me as a little child, and they loved me with all of their heart. They raised me right, and I'm so glad of that. Mom and Dad would get me anything that I needed. Oh, Lord, but I tell you, that love of a mommy and that love of a daddy, it's just a tiny little bit to the love of Almighty God. Hallelujah to the Lord. How many can say, I've tasted, Brother Tommy, of the love of God? I know what it's like to feel it down in my soul. He loved me when nobody else could love me. Brother Ron, I was in sin, deep in sin. 20 years old, on drugs and alcohol. But I tell you, I didn't even want to live. Hallelujah, Lisa, till I come to the altar and I felt the true vine. Hey, Lord, he was nailed to a cross a long time ago, and I can tell you that sap is still flowing.
Yes.
Praise God. I know, children, I've got 9 pages here. Oh, sweet Jesus. What else can we learn from a tree that God compares us to? Are y'all ready? Oh, man. Ronnie's already read it. The righteous shall flourish. Flourish like the palm tree. We're going to go somewhere right here. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord, we're at. In the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall still bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourishing. God wants you to know tonight, if you're where his presence is, you will prosper and you will be blessed. Hallelujah. There's healing in the house. Raise your little hand. Salvation in the house. A restoring and a renewing in the house of the Lord. Hallelujah. God. The majestic palm tree. Oh, now I dug the history, and I have read, and I've dug. I went through encyclopedias. I've got online. I've Googled it. Hallelujah. How many wants to hear about the palm tree?
Come on. Woo!
What are you saying to us, Lord, in that palm tree? I want you to stand, and I want you to be strong, and I want you to bear fruit for me.
Right.
Let's look now at this palm tree. A palm tree represents the righteous who thrive in difficult circumstances. I'm thriving.
That's right.
Oh,
amen.
I am.
Amen.
Holy God. A man who traveled to the Middle East said, quote, I saw the palm tree standing 90 feet tall and still bearing fruit after 200 years. The stately palm trees stand here and there out on the plain like military sentinels with their silvery, feathery plumes nodding gracefully on their heads in the breeze. The palm tree grows slowly,
come on.
But it grows steadily. I don't know if y'all feel anything or not. Grows steadily from century to century, uninfluenced by the changing seasons which affect the other trees. The palm tree does not droop.
Oh, God. Come on. Come on.
It does not droop in drought and the burning sun of summer, where rain seldom falls. This is a picture of a godly praying saint who is mature in the Lord and served him, Sister Maria, for many years with much experience. Holy God. How many knows it pays to pray?
Amen.
How many could say, Tommy, I want to pray. I want to learn how to pray. I want to see God's face.
Yes.
Holy Lord, holy Lord. The wind cannot sway the palm tree from its perfect uprightness.
Come on.
Oh, Lord. It got rooted and established in its younger years.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God. Hallelujah. When you see them at a distance, their long, perpendicular, straight shafts had the appearance of straight columns erected by the divine architect as if they're holding up the arch of heaven above them. They are crowned with gorgeous green foliage.
Yeah.
Woo! Palm trees symbolize strong Christians, Sister Lisa, with convictions who stand for their beliefs in the face of opposition. Come on, listen to me. When the storms of strong wind blows, it bends them way over, almost horizontal to the ground. But it cannot break them. I feel God. It cannot break them because God put it in them. When the storm passes, they rise back up straight and erect again, as strong as ever, as if to say nothing has happened. I still am straight. I have bounced back. Raise your little hand. That's what God wants us to be. And like a palm tree, when the storms are over and the winds of opposition cease, hey Lord, it might knock us over for a while. It might knock us low for a while. But when it's over, the sap of God's Spirit will raise me right back up. How many can say, I've had my low times, Brother Tommy? When it felt like the wind, it knocked something out of me, and I was low in the spirit. But I tell you, when the trial was over and the affliction was ended, I rose right back up in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Give him a praise in the house. Hey, 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 give me my hand clap in the house. I'm going to stand for Jesus. I'm going to stand in opposition. Hallelujah.
Glory.
Praise God. Really and truthfully, it begs the question, how flexible are we in hard times of life when we get bent out of shape? Oh God, how many's ever got bent out of shape? Oh yeah. Listen, circumstances are going to come to every one of us, man. We can let it bend us. We can let it bend us. Actually, we can let it break us. But what are you made out of? What did Jesus put in you when he saved you? God never made a failure. Oh Lord, come on. It begs the question, how flexible are we in hard times of life when we get bent and pressed out of measure? And yet, whew, Sister Sheila, we keep getting back up. Woo! Hallelujah to God. I keep right on getting back up. We keep right on continuing in the service of the Lord. Can we take the hard hits?
Amen.
That come our way and allow God to stretch us, to make us better and stronger in him.
Yep.
Honest, our trials are meant to draw us closer to God.
Amen.
It's meant when they come, the hard times come, to strengthen us,
right,
to make us stronger. We learn by experience.
Yes.
We go through these valleys. We go through hard licks. We go through the storms. But when it's over, the next time it rolls around, we say, God, you was with me then, and you're with me right now.
Yes.
Oh, I feel him. I know he's with me. I know he's with me. Raise your little hand. I know the Lord is with me. Put it in me, Jesus. Plant me in the courts of the Lord. Let my roots go down deep, oh God. How many feels like your roots has went down and it's found that stream of water? Hallelujah. When everything's dried up all around you and it feels like a desert you're going through and you feel nothing but hot sand under your feet. I'm glad I'm a drinking from a fountain and I'll never run dry. Raise your little hand and wave it to the Lord. There is a fountain opened up. Hallelujah for the palm trees.
Yes, yes. Praise the Lord.
He stretches us. He allows us to be stretched. Sometimes God wants to know, will you serve me when things go bad? Will you stand for me? when you're going through it? He stretches us to make us stronger. Holy God, Troy, does this thing work? It works. Oh God, listen now. There's just something. When the strong storms of wind comes and it blows against the trees, and it feels like they're going to be uprooted. Stay with me. That storm of wind that blows so hard against you, it loosens, I'm talking spiritually, it loosens and naturally, it loosens the ground where the roots are. It loosens that ground and it allows them to grow down deeper. The roots take advantage of that storm. And the loose soil, when you felt like, I can't stand, I'm being blowed out, I'm being blowed over. When the storm's over and the ground's cracked all around you, you take advantage of that. And you say, I'm going deeper. Raise your hand. I feel the Lord. I'm going deeper. I'm going deeper. There'll be more storms that'll come my way. There'll be more afflictions that'll come my way. There'll be more trials that'll come my way. But I have learned, oh Lord, in the loose times, oh God, when it felt like I'd never be able to stand, oh Jesus, I had learned to go to the Lord in prayer and put them roots even down farther. Take advantage of your trial and say, Lord, I want to be like that palm tree. Hey, Lord, with those straight shafts. Hallelujah. I might be blown over horizontal, but hey, Lord, I'm going to reflex back. Raise your hand and praise Him. Devil, you cannot take my praise out of me. You cannot steal my glory and the joy that God put inside of my heart. I've got it down inside. I might feel bad right now, but I tell you, weeping may endure for a night, but joys are coming. I say, hey, 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 but joys are coming in the morning.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Come on.
The palm trees are beautiful. Their unfading leaves make it an emblem of peace and victory around this world. The palm trees.
Well,
it's an emblem of victory. Oh, God. Last week, last Sunday night, I was a redbud tree. Then when we went from a redbud tree, didn't we, Sister Lisa? We went to a green olive tree. Where at? David said in Psalm 52 and 8, he said, I am a green olive tree in the house of my God. Woo! I'm not dead, but I got life. I got that life-giving power. I'm green in the house of the Lord. And you say, that's where the victory is, Brother Tommy. It's in the presence of the Lord, where the oil of God's Spirit is, Brother Rod.
Yes.
Now, the palm tree. Did you know that's that much about a palm tree? I ain't done yet. I've camped out with these palm trees here the last few days. The palm tree grows from where? Grows from the sand. Lord have mercy. We can grow anywhere if we got God with us.
Amen.
Yes, sir. Amen. Yes, ma'am. It grows from the sand, but the sand is not its food. Water from deep and low feeds its taproot. They remain green both in summer and in winter like evergreens. To these, above all other trees, the prize of beauty has always been awarded to every nation. The palm tree, hallelujah to God. The palm tree bears nutritious, wholesome, delicious fruits called dates and grows them in bunches on their limbs. God said we are the emblem of the palm tree. And we are to be unmoved by the scorching and withering blast of temptations and persecutions. We are to keep bearing the fruit of righteousness for our precious Lord Jesus. Our roots must go deep to tap into the water of God's Spirit, and so that we can stand and we can endure in these dry times of the last days. Brother Charles, keep on bearing fruit for our Master. God made it clear in this scripture that we're like the palm trees, and we'll still bear fruit when we get old. Hey, God wants us to have victory and triumph and peace and success and joy in the celebration of the Lord. You ready for this? Hey, God. Now you know why John the Revelator in Revelation said, I saw in a vision a great multitude of saints in heaven standing before the throne of God and before the Lamb, clothed in white robes, having palms in their hands and waving them before the Lord in overcoming victory. I made it through. And you say, thank God, one of these days we'll stand before the Lord with our palm tree branches and say, thank you, Jesus, for the victory. Woo, thank you for the victory, Lord. Thank you for the victory, Lord. The overcoming power. But all because I got a heart within me to love Him and serve Him.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
God put it in the DNA of the little redbud tree. And you remember me preaching it last Sunday. That little redbud tree, it was set out when it was a little sapling. That man set it out in the front lawn. Set it out in the fall. When spring rolled around, its very top branch ballooned so pretty. Wind come through there and just broke it off to the ground. There's another little branch come up right in behind it and say, well, you can't take it out of me. It's in my DNA to praise Him. I'm going to bloom for God. Raise your hand and love Him. Hallelujah to God. Praise the Lord. My Jesus. Now, guys, I don't want to bore you guys, you all. Are you ready for one more tree? How many want to stay here for one more tree? You sure? It talked about the mighty cedars of Lebanon. Sister Lisa, we're going to go somewhere. Oh, God. Now let's look at the cedar of Lebanon. The scripture above says he, the righteous. How many's righteous in the house?
Amen.
Everybody that's a Christian in this house, you know you're saved. You're a Christian. Why don't you raise your hand? Raise your hand. Oh, God. Above all, the righteous shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. What do you mean, dear Lord? Why do you desire for us to be like a cedar? Did you know the cedars of Lebanon are known for their strength more than anything else? Cedars of Lebanon thrive in the high places.
No.
Where at? On the mountains where the rocks are. Holy God. There they stand in their splendor, reaching for the sky, growing to a height of 130 feet tall there on the mountain. The trunk of these trees are 6 feet through in diameter. You will find them growing 4,000 up to 6,500 feet above sea level, high on the mountain. The shadows and the gloom of the valley is not their home. Thank you, Lord. The cedar remains green all year long. The wood in these huge trees are virtually not free. K-N-O-T. They're not free. And indestructible, the wood is. When you cut through them, you don't run into any hard knots. How many's ever heard of that? He said, come here, knobhead. You're always getting into something, man. You're a character. You're a knobhead. Come here. Hallelujah. Nobody wants more of this. They're virtually indestructible. When you cut them down, when you cut through them, you don't run into hard knots. Listen, insects and parasites cannot eat or destroy the cedars of Lebanon.
Amen.
Lord have mercy, sakes alive. How many's ever felt like, man, I had the devil chewing on me all week long, and he's chewed on me, he's ate on me, he's filled my mind. Come on. Oh, God, help us. Give us a characteristic, Lord, of that cedar of Lebanon. The quality, I love this, the quality of the fragrant wood, fragrant, it repels the insects. The wood is so strong and enduring that shipbuilders sought that wood above all others, using it to make the hulls and the ribs of the mighty vessels and the ships, because it could stand the mighty waves and the storms of the sea beaten into it. When they made bridges to cross streams of raging water, they used the wood of the cedars of Lebanon. They knew that they would last and bear the weight of all the people across and over it. Hallelujah. Lord, give me strength that others, God, can lean on me. Raise your hand in the house. I'd like to be a pillar, Brother Ron, in the house of the Lord, mature enough in God that others could come and lean on me, and I could help support them. Ain't God good here tonight? Hey, Lord, hallelujah, I don't want any knots in me. Come on. I don't want any attitude in me. I want, when the Lord starts a blessing, I just want to praise Him and say glory to God. Oh my goodness, you guys are getting you're getting a parable, you're getting a science lesson, you're getting a botany lesson, everything here tonight. Oh God. Shoot. We're about done. Hang on. If you woke up, just translate yourself over in Lebanon right now. But if we could go over there on the mountains up among the rocks, high on the mountain, up to 6,500 feet up, where the cedar of Lebanon is growing and it's evergreen and it's stood there for decades. If you walk up and you put your face near one of these giant cedars that's growing on that mountain, you can smell a wonderful fragrance. My dad, he built two rooms onto our old house, and I was still in high school then when he built the rooms in the house. Upstairs in Mom's side, him and Mom's side, big walk-in closet and everything, and Dad went and got paneling to put in there where Mom hung her clothes and even Dad. And you walk over, there had big old doors like this, one went one way and one went the other, and you'd walk, you wouldn't even have to walk in there. You'd smell that cedar. Mom, get ready for church. You go in there and get her outfit. You come out of there smelling like a cedar in Lebanon. I'm serious. I'm not making any of this up. Dad said, when he told Mom, he said, I'm going to put some fragrance in that closet. Oh, God of heaven. How many wants to learn a little bit more here before we close?
Come on.
When the cedars of Lebanon were cut down, I like to spiritualize everything. Honest. I asked the Lord a long time ago. I said, Lord, just give me such a spiritual mind that when I walk across my lawn, I can look it down at one little flower and get a message. Look up in the sky, one little puffy white cloud, and get a message out of it. One preacher said, I'd like to be so spiritual minded, when I go to button my shirt, put my shirt on and button everything, I'll button it in the name of Jesus for the glory of God. Hallelujah. Look at a little blade of grass and say, Lord, it's got its own DNA in there. The lawnmower might cut it level with the ground, but the Lord's going to come by and send the showers of blessing down, and that grass is going to grow again. Raise your little hand and praise Him. I tell you, he's real.
Yes. Yes.
I enjoy this. This is my life.
Yep.
It is my heart. Holy, holy Lord. God makes it sweeter to us. Yes, he does. Oh, God. When the cedar of Lebanon is cut down, there was not more of a pleasant smell that emanated from them that filled the air. The bark of the cedar of Lebanon was a dark gray. If the tree, Brother Ron, I felt this one out when I typed it. If the tree was wounded by a cut, a gum of balsam would weep from the wound, so fragrant that to walk near it was the utmost delight, and the fragrance when it was cut. How many's ever been hurt? Maybe you're in a house, you look back at your life, maybe you went through, you've been cut, you've been wounded at times. That cedar is just like that. We can be like the cedar. Lord, I may suffer cuts and wounds in this life, but would you help me to give off and emanate a real sweet fragrance and a good disposition? Can you raise your hand and say, help me, Jesus? Help me, sweet Lord, I pray. Oh God, would you let my attitude be one of praise, which is inside of God of great price? King Solomon built the temple of the Lord, Brother Ronnie, using the wood from these great cedars. Their massive strong beams held up the walls and the edifice of the temple of God. Man, can you imagine the perfume from the wood that must have permeated the air in the house of the Lord from that strong tree? Anybody feel anything?
Come on.
Yes, thank
you, Lord.
Not only was the wood pleasant to smell, but was most beautiful. That wood was most beautiful to look upon. The wood grain of the cedar of Lebanon was a beautiful light red that attracted one's eyes. Kings from distant lands sought this beautiful strong wood. King David and Solomon both used it to build their own grand palaces. Lift up your eyes and look at that beautiful cedar there on the mountain. Is it preaching to us tonight? Is it teaching us anything? It has stood the test of time. It's braved the elements and heavy snows of winter. It's endured the storms and survived the mighty winds. And oh, to think that God compares us to these graceful cedars and said that we are to be like them. Would you stand here tonight as she comes? Well, I've enjoyed this.
Amen. That's good.
I'm like a palm tree. I went over double before, man. But thank God, God put it in the sap. He put it in the spirit. He put it in the DNA spiritually for us to rise back up. How many's glad you never quit?
Amen.
Woo! Kept right on going. I kept right on going. My blessing will come if I hold on. Hallelujah to God. Praise be to the Lord. Oh, you will find a divine love story in the Song of Solomon between the Shulamite woman that typifies the bride and the Church of Christ and her beloved, which typifies Christ the bridegroom. Speaking of her beloved, as we close, she says of him, his countenance is as Lebanon, excellent as the cedars. He's most beautiful. He is attractive. He is strong. My Jesus, my bridegroom, is handsome. He's majestic. He is glorious. He's ever enduring. He's most pleasant to be around. The Shunammite woman, the church says he's altogether lovely. Since he's compared to the cedar, don't you think that he can keep us and preserve us? His very sap, the Holy Spirit of God, will make us strong to endure the storms. He can fill us with his fragrance to keep us pleasant to be around through our trials of life. Let's pray tonight. Can we say, Lord, I just need you. I need more of you, Lord. I want to be what you want me to be. I want to be strong, Lord.
Glory, hallelujah.
I want to have that fragrance.
I shall not remain.
I want to have that beauty. I want to have that strength.
Oh God. Just like a tree planted by the water.
I'm planted.
I shall not be
afraid. Thank you, Jesus, for the tree.
Well, I shall not be. I shall not be afraid. For I shall not be. I shall not be afraid. Just like a tree planted by the waters.
I shall not be afraid. Tell him tonight, Jesus.
I shall not be moved, just like a tree.